Rick Young, Timmins Food Bank.
Are you chairman? No.
No.
No. You're a volunteer.
Just all volunteer president, I guess you'd say. I don't know. We're all volunteers.
Yeah. Okay. So, Maya had a good question. How long has this fire department food drive been going on? Do you know?
They've been doing it since 2006 with us.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you, they're. This is our most important food drive of the year. The firemen are very, very good. The citizens are very, very good. And we just do great with it.
Mm-hmm. How much, like last year, do you remember how much was gathered in this drive?
Oh, boy, truck-wise, pound-wise, I couldn't tell you. But truck-wise, at least 15 or 20 trucks we have coming back, going back and forth.
And it brings in a lot of food, and you say it's the biggest one of the year?
Oh, definitely. It's by far the biggest one of we have every year, and we really rely on it. People are really generous, and we get a lot of stuff that we really need.
What kind of items are you in need of?
Right now, we're looking for cereal and canned goods, canned meat, canned vegetables, canned fruit, peanut butter and jam. That's the ones that are most important.
And what's the usage at or the food bank right now? Are the numbers going up or down? Like how often is it being used?
Oh, smoke, the numbers, they're way up before we had COVID even. Last week we had 100 individuals come to the food bank, 145. We've never had that before today. We get between usually 100 and 110. And something I don't understand now either is when they get their checks at the end of the month, the numbers always drop about 40 or 50%. Now they drop maybe 5%, that's it.
Just when you're talking about it being important, is that just that maybe June isn't typically a time when people are thinking about donating to the food bank?
Yeah, they would. What we're finding now is a lot of older people, they're preferring to the food bank, and that's not right. I mean, you know, some of them are pretty proud, too, eh? And they really don't like being in line. They don't like their people, but they're getting so desperate now. They're getting people in there. We had late 70s and early 80s that turned to a food bank. It's sad. And it's not going to get better. We see that.